This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Kimberly Duvall, founder of North Alabama Foster Closet. When you first started and you were busting at the seams with all the different items, how were you getting the word out to find the people who needed the help the most?
So initially when we first were started, we were meeting families as needed. So when we moved from my house to the church, myself and the other three individuals who were pivotal in us meeting needs, we gave out our cell phone numbers. And if a family took a new placement, they would text one of us and we would just go as needed to meet them at the warehouse. Word got out to other foster families who didn't know about us when they needed something. A friend of a foster family would say, hey, have you tried this location? That was really word of mouth primarily. Initially, there were times when churches and businesses would get involved. They'd hear about us and they'd say, hey, we want to do a diaper drive. Or the very first business that got involved provided bunk beds and mattresses. We were overwhelmed because I had posted on Facebook, hey, we need one. And they reached out and said, we've actually got a partnership with a local company and we want to get these to you guys. And they brought a trailer full of brand new bunk beds and mattresses to us. It was before we were even a 501c3. We weren't able to provide any sort of documentation to them. They just saw that we were doing a good thing. We were meeting needs to families who often need items at a moment's notice. A lot of it has really just been word of mouth. Then the other thing has been social media.
To find out more information about North Alabama Foster Closet, go to NorthAlabamaFosterCloset.com. You can also follow North Alabama Foster Closet on Facebook.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.